Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Ray.
To be fair, we haven't had this amount of technical issues for probably 3 years.
I blame Zoom updates.
Warning, this podcast may contain bad language and content and the usual stuff that I normally say that listeners may find offensive. Or it might just be really nice. Who knows?
I'm just ready to see what the topic's all about and what the hell's even happening today. No prior warning.
Well, we'll see, because I also don't know.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Welcome to Seesaw Podcast.
With your hosts, T, Cleves and Selena.
Every week, bringing some much-needed balance and humour to brighten up what can sometimes be a dark, disabled world.
Welcome back to Seesaw Podcast, the show that is the mystery box of podcasts. Will it have candy? Will it have a dead rabbit? I don't know.
Candy.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of American listeners.
We don't call it candy here.
What do you call it?
Sweets.
Cotton floss.
We've got a good American guest coming up.
Yep,
we do.
Okay. Before we jump into this mystery topic, do we have any QBN?
QBN! This comes from Disability News Service. Remember
he
that?
No.
John Pring.
Yeah. DWP staff fail in 2/5 of cases to meet new standards aimed at stopping deaths.
Oh, really?
Depressing, right? Have you got anything that can top me on the depression scale, T?
I don't know. This happened at the Austrian Grand Prix. Formula One driver Yuki Tsunoda has said a slur in the pit. I'm not going to say what it was. But
it rhymes with bleehards.
Yes. Fucking bleehards. He was reprimanded by the FIA, the governing body of Formula One, fined $30,000. And his defense was, English is not my first language, my second language. I didn't know what it meant. To which was pointed out to him, you said it in a very specific way, in a very specific situation, to say that it was a moment of ignorance and lack of understanding is a little bit questionable.
Maybe he just got lucky that it was contextually correct.
Maybe so. But he got in a lot of trouble for that. And of course, like the idiots came out going, oh, he's ableist. And it's like, no, get out of here. Yeah. So, not depressing, but
sort of funny.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
You got anything, Selena?
I don't know if it's news, information, sharing. The official Paralympics handle on TikTok have been sharing lots of videos, I guess, with the Paralympics coming up imminently. But there's been a bit of an uproar about one of the videos, well, multiple videos, but one that someone told me about is that they have a visually impaired triathlete coming out of the water and he's feeling around looking for his bike. But what they've done is they've put classical music over the top and like made out as if he's playing the piano. And people are saying like, this is offensive and mocking, and I don't really know, because obviously I can't see the video. I don't know.
All we need to, all the, in that scenario for me, all that really needs to happen is the person that came out of the water that's feeling around is for him to come out and say that video is fucking hilarious, and then everyone should be okay with it.
Yeah.
If he's if that person's genuinely offended, then fine. Then, you know, let's take the classical music away and let's do that. But, you know, if they feel like it's just funny, then, you know, disabled people need to have a little bit of fun and fucking line up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's hilarious. I'm a part of the community, so. I mean, it's great. That's a really creative way of doing it.
But is it showcasing his ability, or is it just making him look like a fool?
It's okay to have a little bit of fun every now and again, yeah. Right? Surely. And he's a triathlete at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So we already know they're good.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like you see all these videos of misfortune happening to people, and you just got to have a little bit of, like, you know, schadenfreude, a little bit of fun about it. Like that Welsh woman who got caught in the shutters of a door and got lifted up, like, 8 foot. Her jacket got stuck in it. Hilarious. She was fine, but it was hilarious to watch the CCTV footage.
I've got some other little bits of non-news for you as well whilst we're on there.
Right.
Policeman that lost his sight in 9/11 aftermath targets golf success. So good luck to golfing, I guess. And from our, I'd say friends, but we don't really reference them that often. Anyway, RNIB news. They run some sort of writing competition every year with applicants encouraged to write poetry or prose about how they appreciate art, a museum visit, or a household object that has inspired them.
Okay.
Sounds dull, doesn't it?
It sounds very RNIB.
Anyway, a person called Ashley Ford McAllister won, so I guess whatever.
Okay. Maybe
I should go in for it. I only know one writer on the show, and they're probably not as good as them. So,
yeah,
fuck them. Oh, apparently, I've actually written it down here as well. They were probably quite good. I mean, they won a competition. It was with a piece of writing called "The Goldless Kintsugi," and I'm not sure if I've said that right.
Right. Okay.
It's not English. So Selena's at the first.
Selena's, I just want to know what the topic is. What's the topic?
Yes.
Okay, let's get to this topic, shall we?
Here's the thing. I was thinking to myself, we haven't done anything that has been...
I'm more nervous as soon as you said the thing.
...ad-libbed for a while. And
you've got quite a smile on your face as well.
Oh, I absolutely do, yeah. This is going to be worse as well when I tell you what the topic is. And, you know, they've been met with usually generally quite poor reception. Superheroes, anyone?
Yeah.
However, I thought, wouldn't it be fun if we just did a topic that no one really knew about and we just discuss it? So.
But why can't we have pre-warning about it?
No preparation. Okay.
Well, sometimes I think it's great just to get people's initial responses on things.
Okay.
And I can tell you two are definitely behind me on this.
Okay.
Here is my topic. People are nice.
What?
I mean, you did hint at the topic when you sent your email a nice Cleves topic.
There you go. I'd already pre-warned you. You just didn't realise. Now, here's what made me think about this, right? I found in quite a few little mini situations recently where I've been walking along, blinding along with my cane, that just people have been quite nice to me. Like the other day, someone was talking outside of the pub, just a couple of them, and they specifically moved out of the way, and they just said, we've just moved for you, you're okay to move. I find a lot of people on my way to work. Now, I don't know if this is a thing in the blind community, whether this has become a thing or not, but people will say, like, morning or hello or afternoon or something like that as a way to let me know that they're there without it being awkward. Again, quite a nice little thing to do. I was walking across the zebra crossing the other day, and I'd walked out from one side, and on the other side, a person on like a moped scooter went across. And okay, I was walking across the zebra crossing, and perhaps that wasn't nice of them to go across to the side. I was never going to hit them. But then a person on my side where I walked from shouted at the guy on the moped and went, "You should stop, you dickhead." I'm not saying that's nice either, but it's nice that someone stick up for you.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking, because we hear a lot of bad things talked about people. I thought it'd be nice if we spoke about maybe times we've had
when people have been nice to other disabled people, or maybe you've been nice to someone else and helped them out in some way and been a bit positive for once.
Okay, but why can't we have pre-warning about this topic? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know, because...
Because he wasn't being nice.
No, exactly.
No, I'm not saying I'm a nice person. I'm just saying, do what you do.
No, I can't think of things on the spot.
Do you find, generally speaking, that when you're out and about, people are nice to you? Like, do they recognise your mobility aids and make a point of helping you? Would you say that's a thing, generally speaking?
Generally, yes. Yeah.
God, I hope I've got more questions.
great episode.
No, I think generally, yes. I mean, you get your dickheads everywhere. But...
Well, that was going to be my next question. Have you ever had it where people have seen your mobility aids and either not paid attention or deliberately been a bit of an arse about it?
Yeah, I've absolutely had that happen. It's sad that we live in a world where those are the things that stand out in my mind more than the nice things.
Well, what kind of things have happened to you?
Well, nice things.
Or bad?
I get asked if I need help in the shops quite a lot, which I don't usually. I mean, there's been a few occasions where I have asked for help, and it was because I was looking for something very specific, and they helped me, and that was nice of them. But usually I don't take the assistance, but it's nice to be offered. I much prefer that than, you know, people reaching over me when I'm trying to look at stuff, which I don't think is very nice.
What do you mean reaching over you?
Oh, like if I'm reading like the edge of a shelf just to see like the price of something, and then someone basically reaches over my head to grab something. And yeah.
I'm not sure that's a disabled thing, though, because...
No, that's just an asshole thing.
Do that anyway if people were, like, bent down to pick up something on the bottom shelf.
Yeah, but I've had people, like, reach over my head and stuff like that. It's just a bit of a... Yeah, I know people are in a rush and all that, but I don't know. Maybe don't do that. Maybe wait 5 seconds.
It's not the hardest life if that's the worst thing that's ever happened to you, though, is it?
No. I've had people... I notice it a fair amount. It's usually with youngsters. But when, you know, you're using a long cane or a guide dog, and like there's a situation where I can roughly see them coming in certain circumstances. And sometimes they do the whole playing chicken with me, like trying to move at the last second. I have had it happen with my long cane once, and then I just jammed my cane to the side as he sort of like dived out of the way at the end. And he went down, which his mates laughed at him, which is funny. But
so who was nice in that situation? Because it sounds like no
me
one.
For educating them.
Don't I don't know. You're making it look like blind people are horrible people and fakes.
Well, yeah, but I weren't trying to get a free cheesecake.
I had a nice experience, inverted comments, recently with a young person, because you're giving young people a bad name. So I got onto a very busy train. I just had my cane. I didn't have Riley. Like people were standing in the corridors and stuff. And I kind of just hovered for a second whilst I debated whether to like go down and I'll ask someone if there's a seat free, when I clearly knew there wasn't any seat free. And this lad got up in the corridor, one of those pulley down seats on the train, said, "Oh, would you like this seat?" I was like, "Oh, thank you." Took his seat, but then he went on to interrogate me. he saw my bag I had, had a Commonwealth bag that I was carrying. It's like, "Did you go to the Commonwealth?" I was like, "Yeah." And I was kind of thinking at first, how did he even know that? Then I realized afterwards it was because of my bag. And then he asked, like, it was just asking loads of questions, like, "Are you actually blind? How much can you see? Did you go to school? Which school did you go to? How do you do this?" And I'm like, okay. And then the way I dealt with it, I was just giving him really long answers so he wouldn't ask me any more questions, and then started asking him questions about himself. But yeah, it was nice of him to give me a seat. And I guess it was nice that he wanted to learn about disability.
That's going to be my question next. Do you think it was nice that he...
he might have asked all of you these questions, and therefore he doesn't have to ask someone else those questions. He probably has some different questions, but still.
Yeah. And he was just like, he's doing his GCSEs, I've been established, when he wanted to find out which school I went to, which is obviously a long time ago. And I was like, oh, what about you? And I was like, oh, so yeah. It was all right in the end. A bit weird and awkward. Very personal.
So what was his last questions? What station are you getting off? What are your number?
Oh, we did. No.
What are your dinner plans?
we got to the next stop. And then quite a few people got off the train. So he then went to go and get a seat. But his final words was to me were, I'll be back. Oh, God. But he didn't come back. He was going to Birmingham as well. But I didn't see him in Birmingham.
He saw you.
Yeah.
He followed you everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well. I mean, that is nice. That is nice. And there are times where I will be asked if I want to sit down, like on the train or on the tram. And there's times where I just decline. I was like, no, I'm fine. But then there's other times where it's quite busy. And I'm like, of all those times of decline, I could really do with a seat now, somewhere to put the dog underneath. And that'd be really convenient on this busy tram, but never comes up. It's usually when it's quiet, someone's like, oh, do you want this seat? And it's like, nah, I'm all right. But then people asking, I used to be quite like, I used to chat a lot with people about, like they'd ask the questions about, oh, are you actually blind? And how much can you see? And I used to be quite forthcoming with it. And now I'm not.
You know?
Because I don't think it's any of their fucking business.
But they're curious.
Don't we have this conversation a lot? Yeah. That maybe, who is responsible for educating people on this?
Education is fine, but knowing about me, I don't think necessarily. Like, asking me how much I can see is me asking someone, like, how much do you eat? You know what I mean? It's a very personal, individual aspect.
Then ask people the questions back. That's what I did for this kid.
Yeah.
How much can you see?
Yeah. Are you self-conscious about your big ears? That's what I assume. But no, I don't know. It depends on the day. But I find people are usually quite nice.
Do you find that one particular group of people aren't very nice towards disabled people? And I'm not just talking about your standard.
Those deliberate racists. People aren't nice to disabled people.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, I probably agree with that with the interactions I've had.
I went Harry Potter World a few years ago. Went to, I didn't have a cane out or anything. I was just
a wand.
Just with Santi, yeah. I don't think I have my cane in. I don't think I had anything. Went in to use the disabled toilets. There's this lady who obviously had a disability as well. I was like, are you even disabled? And then you had Santi shouting at her, yeah, blah, blah, and me shouting at her, yeah, I'm blind. And then she got all like, oh, those people always ask me if I'm disabled. And then it was a bit awkward. But yes, she was quite rude in her asking.
You would think that if a person has a disability, they would know better.
Yeah.
What's with all this dishonest violence? And then apparently Santa said
she was on crutches and then she just went into the ladies anyway and didn't wait for the disabled toilet. So it's not like she couldn't use the normal toilets, whereas I couldn't at that time because I didn't have a cane and was he Santa can't guide me in the ladies.
No, that's fair.
It's the standard for me and Peter. Yeah.
That's fair. I can't think of any specific. Oh, I had an argument with a guy in a wheelchair once on the bus. Because I was in the bay bit and the bus was quite busy. And I had Ted with me, like, under the seat. And it was quite busy. And then he got on the...
Yeah, but where else did he get in the wheelchair? Oh, my God, you should have moved. You're a horrible disabled person.
Okay, I'm going to continue with my story. So I'd been on the bus for 10 minutes. He got on there. And the driver didn't tell him that there was no space. Like, I think there was like some prams on there as well, which never came up. The guy just came straight to me and said, oh, can you move? And I was like, no, there's nowhere to put my dog. Because I can't put the dog on the roof.
You were rude in your response, yes.
Yeah. I was like,
that's not very nice.
He could wait for the next fucking bus.
Oh my God, he was on that bus and you could just move.
He was already in a chair. Jesus Christ. Why am I going to get off the bus when I've been on there 10
you
minutes?
You don't need to get off the bus. You just need to move to a normal seat.
There was no seats. The bus was packed.
Yeah, you just should have got up. That's so much. Sorry.
And just stood in the aisle with my guide dog so people can step on him and hurt him.
No, someone else would have offered you a seat.
No, they wouldn't have.
Wheelchair space.
No, they absolutely wouldn't have. Because they were students.
And I'm going to need a phone charger.
While Selena's doing that, can we please all remember our disability hierarchy? Quadriplegic, paraplegic, blind, deaf, norm.
You missed out a lot there.
Nope, there it goes.
Nice. You missed a lot of...
In terms of who gets priority over what on a bus, that's how it rolls.
No. If I'm in the disabled bay and I'm on there first, that's it. If there is somewhere that I can move to, if a wheelchair gets on, I will. But there was nowhere to move to and I was not going to get off the bus. And that's just how it was.
So really, it's just a toss-up between who stands slash sits in the aisle.
Basically. And like I said, I seem to recall there were prams on there as well. So, could have gone to them and got one under them to move. You know?
So, would have had to get their child out of the pram.
Yep.
And fold the pram up.
Yep.
On a busy bus. And their sweet child was sleeping. And it would have been woken up rudely. Just because you wouldn't move.
Yeah.
So was Tony's dog.
Yeah, my dog was asleep. Didn't want to wake him up.
Nah, Ted would have been on it. If it was Ted.
Yeah, it was Ted.
Yeah, he'd have been happy to move.
Nah, you don't know. You never met him.
You won't let me.
Nope.
Okay, anyway.
Right, let's move on.
Here's my other question. When people... Like when disabled people are mean to other disabled people, or just generally, in fact, non-disabled people, normies, whatever you want to call them, abled, are mean to disabled people. Does this then give this like horrible perception that people just aren't very nice to disabled people, and that can be intimidating for some people? Maybe they don't want to go out as much.
I think it's called internal ableism.
Whatever. I don't need these words. Could you see how many times it took me just to get to the word abled just then?
Yeah. I think potentially. And I think it doesn't help if you're on all of these social media places like X or Twitter or on Facebook and you hear about all of these horrible things. Yeah. I think that's going to... If you only see the worst of things, you'll always expect the worst.
I saw something on X the other day where a wedding car had parked on some bobbly pavement or something.
Oh my God. Shocking.
This person was going like nuts.
Apparently,
the person in the wedding car had asked them if they needed any help to get across the street. Now, from what I understand from the post that I saw, the person with a disability didn't say to them, I'm fine, but you probably shouldn't park there. Mm. I think they said, I'm fine, and I'm going to go home and bitch about it massively on X.
Yeah.
They didn't say that, obviously, but that's the way it came across. So who's nice in that scenario? Because it feels like no one.
Well, it depends on the context of it. You're only hearing from the perspective of the disabled person.
True. So, but would it have not been nicer if they'd politely said to them, you shouldn't be parked on tactile paving. It's difficult for someone like myself. Maybe there's a tangible positive outcome to be had there, whereas I'm not quite sure that there was by just simply moaning through social media.
Well, no, but they get validation from the rest of the miserable pricks.
Not
saying that all of them on there are. I'm just saying there are a group of miserable, disabled people on social media, and they perpetuate these negative aspects. And it's nicer to feel like you're a part of a community and have a bit of a whinge about it than try and proactively do it, because you don't get shares and retweets for that.
Sorry.
My question was going to be, are disabled people nice to people that don't know any better? And if we're not, should we be nicer? Because in that interaction, okay, the person probably should have known a little bit better, not parking on that tactile paving, but they did also try and help this disabled person around them. Yeah. And it's a person's wedding. I maybe cut them a bit of slack. Do you know what I mean? It's the big day. So should we be a bit nicer to people that don't know better? Even, yes. You know, they were still well-meaning. They just fucked up in that instance.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, we should be. We should be.
I am.
But we're not going to be.
Everyone should try to be nicer in general, not just to disabled people. Everyone should be, you know, kindness goes a long way. It really does.
No, this is true. Like, when my mum gets angry in shops, like if there's a long queue or something, and then I always tell her, like, don't make smart, like, comments when she gets to the front of the line about, oh, something's not going right. It's like, it's not their fault. I always,
And it's just things like that, even just little things like that, having patience for things and having other like people. Like, I know I said that I don't really like people asking about my sight as much now, but I'm not horrible about it. Like, I'm just a little bit, you know, there have been a few occasions where I say I'd rather not answer that.
But that's a nice way to answer, at least.
Yeah, I'm not an arsehole about it. But there have been a few occasions where I said, I'd rather not answer. It's a bit personal.
Did you then go home on X and say, people should know better?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why don't they do my exact condition?
Yeah. But there's nice ways to do it. And I think if we are just all a little bit nicer to each other in general, then it would be a lot better for everyone. Like, we all benefit from that.
Should we be promoting these acts of kindness through socials instead?
I think that's something that should be done. But then, unfortunately, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, because you'll get called out by the miserable pricks who think you're virtue signalling and stuff like that. I can't remember when this was. It was someone I worked with put on their Instagram that, you know, they'd bought a coffee for someone or something. And the amount of hate they got, like, oh, well, a good deed isn't a good deed if you tell everyone about it. And I'm like, I kind of agree with that, but they did do a nice thing.
Gosh.
And maybe they wanted to inspire other people to do something nice like that.
Yeah.
But they got a lot of flack for that. And then, you know, she was quite upset. I was like, well, I'm not going to do that ever again. It put her off the whole idea of doing it.
That is a crying shame.
It is. And just because people are toxic online, you can't win.
So in summary, people, buy someone a coffee.
Yeah.
And if they don't like coffee, make it a decaf.
Yep.
Or a tea.
Or buy an old lady a loaf of bread. I did that a few weeks back.
I'm not sure that story's true, but...
No. I was just off. She was just getting some bread. And I don't know why I did it. But I just said, like, she only had bread in her basket. So I'll get her bread as well. And the bloke went, all right. I don't know why I did it, to be honest. And I felt a bit weird afterwards.
I get it, T. You're just telling everyone all about it. You know, a good deed is not a good deed, T, if you just make it up and tell everyone about it.
I know. At me on Twitter. Tell me how much of a piece of shit I am. If I was really virtue signaling, I would have taken that shit loaf back and got a nicer loaf.
Yeah, what you forget. Co-op value loaf.
Yeah, I think it was. I don't know. I would have gone back and got an expensive one. Done a shopping for her. Where should she need some eggs? Oh, yeah, some eggs.
I wouldn't want a blind person doing my shopping. I never know what I come out with.
A bad move. But unless Cleese has some more questions.
Nope. Be nice.
Be nice. Why don't you tell us about some of the nice interactions you have had?
We just had a load of nice interactions at Site Village, hopefully.
Thanks for seeing us.
Yes, thanks for seeing us at Site Village.
It was lovely to meet you.
It was great to meet you, but not Selena.
No.
Because she wasn't there. But until next time, play nice.
Thank you for listening to Seesaw Podcast. Your feedback and comments mean a lot to us, so if you'd like to get in touch, you can do so in the following ways.
You can find us on X at Seesaw Pod, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Seesaw Podcast. You can email us at seesawpodcast@gmail.com and you can stream with us live every week on Twitch at Seesaw Podcast.
Remember to like, rate, review, and share with a friend.
This podcast was recorded in front of a blind audience.